This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Tianjin in China on the second leg of his two-nation visit. The Prime Minister will participate in the 25th summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization beginning tomorrow. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit reports, Mr. Modi, along with other leaders, will deliberate on issues such as regional security, connectivity, sustainable development, and global cooperation. More than 20 heads of state and 10 leaders of international organizations are expected to attend the summit. Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin are among the prominent participants. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi concluded his two-day visit to Japan. After attending the 15th India-Japan annual summit yesterday, Prime Minister Modi met with the governors of 16 prefectures in Tokyo today. The Prime Minister highlighted the potential of the state's prefectures collaboration and urged action under the State Prefecture Partnership Initiative launched during the 15th annual summit for shared progress. Following the talks, Prime Minister Modi and his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba reached Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture by Shinkansen bullet train and visited the Tokyo Electron Factory, a major manufacturer of semiconductor production equipment. In a social media post, the Prime Minister termed the visit as productive, saying, "May India-Japan friendship scale newer heights in the times to come." He gifted stone bowls set with silver chopsticks to Mr. Ishiba and Pashmina shawl in papier-mâché box to his wife. India's real gross domestic product GDP is estimated to grow by 7.8% in the first quarter, April to June in the current financial year, which is the highest in the last five quarters. In the last financial year, the GDP had grown by 6.5% in the first quarter, while it stood at 7.4% in the fourth quarter. The quarterly estimates of the first quarter GDP of this fiscal released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, nominal GDP, has witnessed a growth rate of 8.8% during the same period. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said India is a global growth engine fueled by reforms and resilience.
Bharat ek aisa ubharta hua desh hai jisme opportunities itni badi matra mein badhne wali aage aane wale dinon mein European Union ho FTA ka Saudi Arabia ke sath bhi charchaein chal rahi hai wo to chahte hain 6 ke 6 khadi ke desh FTA mein ek sath aa jaye puri duniya aaj aapke sath व्यापार बढ़ाना चाहती है ये भारत के निर्णायक नेतृत्व में है ये जादू आप सबके सामर्थ्य में आपकी काबिलियत में है
पेट्रोलियम एंड नेचुरल गैस मिनिस्टर हरदीप सिंह पुरी टुडे सेड जीडीपी ग्रोथ रेट ऑफ 7.8% विल हैव अ पॉजिटिव इंपैक्ट ऑन इंडियाज एनर्जी कंजम्पशन Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Puri highlighted that if the economy is doing well, energy consumption will go up. He noted that India's energy consumption is three times higher than the global number, and the government is taking multiple steps to meet this demand by strengthening refining capacity and transitioning to green sustainable energy. He added that India's $4.3 trillion economy and a surging GDP growth rate is a reply in itself to questions being raised over its economic health.
7.8% was the rate of growth of GDP in the last quarter. Aur uske pehle wale quarter mein 7.4% thi. If you look at the overall activity, duniya ki energy consumption jo bhi hai, Bharat ki energy consumption usse teen guna zyada hai.
President ASSOCHAM Sanjay Nayar has termed the country's quarter one GDP growth numbers as stellar, showcasing remarkable strength and stability. He said this performance reflects both effective policy measures and resilient domestic demand. President PHDCCI Hemant Jain said India's economy has maintained a resilient growth trajectory, highlighting India's steady pace towards Vikasit Bharat by 2047. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Uttarakhand today. Isolated heavy rainfall is also likely to continue in Himachal Pradesh till tomorrow, in Uttarakhand till Tuesday and over northwest India during the next 5 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.